The school year is already underway in some parts of the country, and despite recent spikes in COVID-19 cases, many classrooms are open. CNN is reporting this week that more than 2,000 students, teachers, and staff across five states have been quarantined after at least 230 tested positive for the coronavirus. Wednesday was the first day of in-person classes at New Albany Floyd County Schools in southern Indiana, and already the district is reporting three cases at two different schools. John Boyle from member station WFPL was on campus before that news broke and has this report.
School buses pull up outside New Albany High School in southern Indiana, but few students get off. Most are dropped off by a parent on the advice of district officials as part of their efforts to limit the spread of coronavirus. Kate Caulfield has two children who attend New Albany, Ben, a freshman, and Emily, a junior. She seems hesitant about in-person classes.
As late as last night, I was just kind of like, am I doing right by these kids? And I think most of the parents that I've talked to feel the same way. We're still going, all right, we're going to send them, but is it the right thing to do?
Like her mother, Emily also has concerns. She cites viral photos from other recently opened schools that show crowded hallways with few masks.
That's been kind of scary because I know how crowded some of these hallways get. And I know it's supposed to be only like half capacity, but it's all pretty scary because, yeah, I don't really know what to expect.
Administrators gave parents the option of sending their children back to campus or keeping them at home for virtual learning. Caulfield says she chose in-person school because she trusts her children will take the proper precautions and believes the district has made efforts to protect students. Superintendent Brad Snyder lists some of those efforts.
We've taken desks out of the classrooms. We've revamped our fire and tornado drill procedures. We're reshaping the way children exit off bus and enter school. We've got seating charts everywhere. It's pretty systemic.
Snyder estimates that nearly 80% of students in the district are returning for in-person instruction. For grades 7 through 12, the in-person option is more of a hybrid model. Students will spend just 2 days a week in the classroom and the rest of the week learning online. An alternating schedule means only half of the student body will be in a building on any given day.
Our secondary programs, our buildings, those have large enrollments. Not really the case in our elementaries. So the exposures in the building are more abundant.
Some nearby southern Indiana school districts had already reopened schools, and each has since seen cases of COVID-19. Six schools in neighboring Greater Clark County schools have been affected, and Clarksville Community Schools reported a case on its first day back in session. With this in mind, some parents don't expect in-person classes at New Albany Floyd County to last the entire year. Alexandria Best has children at three different schools in the district. She chose the in-person option, even though she believes it may be temporary.
I don't see any school in America lasting very long if they do in-person.
I would say by October, I think they'll be starting to close schools down.
Still, she is sending her kids back for the educational and social benefits. Her daughter, Kylie, who is starting fifth grade, sometimes struggled with her work when schools went virtual at the beginning of the pandemic.
If I needed help, my mom really didn't really know what I was doing, so she couldn't really help me with anything, and we never really get time to ask her teacher questions.
Superintendent Snyder says that if cases rise in schools or in Floyd County, the administration and teachers are ready to transition back to full-time virtual learning and make sure the students are prepared to do so. For Here and Now, I'm John Boyle.